The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time to get your life back on track. Do you feel that sometimes your life needs some figuring out? Well, let's figure it out together. Join your host, Tamaran, for an hour of simple and basic tips to help you live a more meaningful life in every aspect, from basic health to deep relationships and life direction. Now, here's your host, Tamaran.
Welcome to this fun-filled, interactive hour with me, Tamaran. I would like to take a quick minute to tell my listeners today what I believe can empower you. I honestly believe that the core issues of our physical ailments are emotionally based. So in other words, if we can figure out the real emotion that you are experiencing in your life today, then you can find ways to deal with your emotions in a positive way and see how the physical part of your body is affected and watch for improvements. Of course, once you get started, there are many other factors that can also help your physical body through a cleaner diet, proper exercise, and lots of interesting healing modalities. And once clients start to understand their emotional body, the pattern that I tend to see is that people begin to feel better about themselves. They have a more positive outlook on their life. They feel inspired to learn more and to go deeper into their own bodies. They sometimes realize that their personal boundaries about themselves become stronger, and therefore the dynamics of their relationships with other people are enhanced on a more open communicative level. Lastly, I see that people start to look for hobbies or jobs that have a deeper, more spiritual meaning for them. People then want to share what they've learned about themselves because they feel stronger and happier as each day goes by. Their whole life changes, and it is a beautiful experience for me to watch this. I love to work with people, and I love to see them grow. So that is the true purpose of my show, to teach my guests and my listeners to learn how to connect with their emotions, whether it is a positive or negative, and learn how to listen to what your own body is telling you. I learned this about myself and it changed my life. I still have lots more to learn and want to encourage the same in others. This can also be a fun process. It doesn't have to be so serious. So once we understand the positive and the negative aspects to our emotions, we learn that we need both parts. So I'd like to encourage anyone listening today who has a health issue to call in and ask questions. The number is 1-866-472-572. And you can always email me, and if I see a pattern of physical problems, then I would be willing to create a show around a specific health problem and help to provide some answers for you. So today he is back. We had such an overwhelming great response from my show with a hot topic of secret sex lives on May 17th here on Voice America. Listeners commented on how real the issues were that we were discussing, and they want to hear more and more from Jim Michael, who is a sex and relationship coach. Remember to check out his website, Jim Michael, and that's spelled JimMichael.com. And let's bring him back on again in just a minute, because first, I want to remind all of my listeners, like I started last week on the show, to stay tuned in till the end, because I will be sharing a way in which any one of you can win 28 days with me, Tamron, at a value of $1,400. So keep listening to the show today. So let's bring Jim on the line, because our topic today is really a continuation of our discussion, and I want to know from Jim, are fantasies real, or are they just a fantasy? So, Jim, please help us understand this dilemma. We need an expert. So where are you?
I'm in my fantasy here in Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's fantasy is an interesting word in itself. I mean, I don't even know if you want to start the show that way, but literally today I thought, you know what? I want to even check that out on Wikipedia. And actually, the definition of fantasy is the faculty or activity of imagining things that are impossible or improbable. Now, that I thought was interesting because I wasn't expecting that.
Well, at one time, electricity was impractical or improbable, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's true. So what are you saying? All my fantasies are going to come true then?
I'm saying if we put our fantasies out and we have our fantasy, I look at it this way. Our fantasies are alive and vibrant and breathing and living entities within us. And when they call to us, if they keep calling to us, then that gives us a sign that these things are real. So, for instance, if I have a dream that I want to live out, it keeps calling to me over and over within my dreams of nighttime sleeping or just, you know, like when I'm 20 and when I'm 30 and when I'm 40, this dream still keeps happening. That fantasy is coming because it's saying, hey, I'm here. I'm part of your dream. Let's go live me. That's on this particular note of fantasy. Absolutely.
So what does it mean then if it keeps persisting? Like, does that mean there's something about us that we have to learn, or what is it telling us? Like, it can't just be because it's a vision of something. Doesn't there have to be a reason why?
We may never know the reason why. That's the first thing. The second thing is we've got to look at the fantasy itself and what it is and what it implies for life. Because I'm looking at a fantasy go with the Wikipedia definition, and I'm looking at it through the definition of it's a calling within us to kind of have our dreams call to us as if they are absolutely real, just like our thoughts. They're very real. So what we think, it adds in kind of imprint. The universe, if you will. And I say that's the same thing for the dreams, the fantasies. But if we get lost and just only live in fantasy without touching base back home in reality with our feet on the ground, then we could be in for a big shock.
All right. So we need the balance is what you're saying, I guess.
Yeah, we need the balance. And we need to keep looking for the dream and look what that fantasy is telling us.
Right.
What is it telling me physically? What is it telling me in my actions and behaviors? What is it telling me about what I'm doing in the world and what about my meaning is?
Right. Well, what does that mean when we apply it to sexual fantasies? I mean, you can take the word fantasy, you know, to apply to anything, whether that's a job or, you know, a career or, you know, the way we're living our lives. But I mean, today we're talking about sexual fantasies, which are very predominant. Like, I had an interesting conversation with a friend of mine a couple of weeks ago, and I thought, geez, this would even be a topic for a show. When you even say the word sex, everybody has a different vision or a different definition in their mind just on the word sex. And I think, I'm just wondering if a lot of people, as soon as you say the word sex, does it automatically go to a fantasy?
It depends on the person, because I know I did a presentation once on intimacy, and I asked the people in the audience what their first word, what they thought of intimacy was, and most of them said sex. And for me, intimacy, sex comes up like fourth or fifth on the list. It's not number one by any means. So if I've got a sexual fantasy, then that can also be telling me about my deeper desires of what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
It can be all kinds of things, really.
Can we pick one? Like, can we sort of give an example of what a desire would actually mean to someone?
Yeah, just so you know, this is all kind of hypothesis and speculation, because
right.
we're truly in the world of fantasy. But what I say is we need to look at the fantasy. So I think it's better to actually have an example. So let's do it.
Okay. Well, let's do the most common. I mean, I'm single. So, you know, the most common fantasy I hear amongst my friends and people who are single is threesomes. I mean, that's huge.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big fantasy.
Yeah.
So then we have to look at, okay, so what is what does a threesome mean? It's a menage a trois. It's, you know, what does that mean for me? And for me, it may mean something different than for you, because as a male, I could think of like, wow, I'm, it's like, it's how it should be, you know, and have all these expectations of what something is, in my fantasy world.
Okay. So as a woman, and maybe we've got some female listeners out there today, so would you be willing to share why a man would think that way? Like, in your mind, you're thinking that's the way is normal, you know, to have two women. So what is it about having two women that makes you feel more like a man? I mean, that's what I'm hearing.
Well, that's one fantasy. It's one definition of one fantasy. I just want to be clear with that.
Yeah.
And also, to be clear, I also use ownership language, so I'm not necessarily saying that this is my fantasy.
Right.
I want to be, just take it to heart for me. So let's look at that. It's, if I've got two women, awesome. Then I also need to look at domination there, because it's like there's a certain amount of conquest fantasy in that as well.
Okay, so that's what I'm getting at. So the conquest. So it makes you feel more powerful in a sense, that you can control two women, or not necessarily control, but that you can guide two women and fulfill them.
Per this fantasy that I'm holding, that I have in my stereotype, it's not necessarily about fulfilling the women. It's about fulfilling me as the man. This is kind of a heterosexual domination fantasy where I'm still in control and I'm still the dominant one.
Okay, so that's what I want to make clear for women listening, is that this is more about the men. So it's more about honoring your needs in this situation.
As per this fantasy, yes.
Okay.
Per this fantasy, because then it's just like, wow, now I'm a man. Woof.
Okay.
You know, it's just like I now have done, I've well, in crass terms, I've done two women at once, and now
I'm ready for three.
Well, it's basically, if I were to take that to the bank in the bro man code, what happens is just like, wow, I'm a stud. I now have the conquest. I'm able to take care and pleasure two women, but that's not the pleasuring of the women. It's still, I'm the one doing the pleasuring. So I have control of that. And so it's kind of cements or solidifies a viewpoint of confidence, of capability, of sexual prowess, all these things, all according to this one fantasy that I may have.
Okay. So in a healthy relationship, when you can fulfill your partner's fantasy that way, so I'm still looking at it from the women's point of view, even though you're talking about the man, that
good,
when it can empower you, but by me allowing myself to empower you, that's where I get that back as well.
When I see, then I look at when I just heard you say brings up, then I get to trust.
Right.
I get to, if I am on the woman's position, I get to trust the man. I get to trust. This is all based on a heterosexual threesome, not a bisexual or a gay threesome, just so you know.
Right. Right.
I get to trust and surrender myself to
yes.
the present moment, to the now. And I get to be one with not just one, but both partners.
Yeah, so it is about surrender. Yeah,
and
that's
in
what
surrendering,
I hear.
Yeah, in surrendering, there's a huge freedom. Not the freedom of what a lot of Americans think, for example, which is I have the freedom to buy Coke, Cherry Coke, Diet Coke, diet-free Cherry Coke, all that. But it's the freedom inside my heart to truly bond and commune with someone.
Right.
And at the heart of a lot of fantasies, if we really dig deep, that actually is deeper than the domination. That is deeper, that surrendering and being one with the other. That's really an incredibly beautiful fantasy that isn't necessarily a fantasy with a lot of people who have really good sex lives.
Exactly, and that's the key. So, Jim, that's a really good point. I want to end on that because it's a good way to start the show. And we're going to take a quick break now and just remind everyone, this is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned for more with Jim and sexual fantasies.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
How do you find the key to optimal health? Tune in to Your Health, Your Choice with Timothy Maynard. We'll dissect the myths of heart disease and reveal the habits of health that can make you heart attack proof. We'll hear from leading authors, researchers, and physicians to uncover the science behind the recommendations. It's the only talk radio show that will make you healthier this year just by listening. It's Your Health, Your Choice. Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Are you tired of waking up unhappy and craving a different life? Do you want to make changes and you don't know how or who to turn to? Well, I remember feeling the exact same way. I thought no one would understand me. Yet all I really wanted was some real answers about my life. Finally, I received them. I began to feel confident again. I was seeing my life from a whole new perspective. If you want to learn how I figured it out, join me, Tamron, in my signature program at figureitoutlive.com, and together we can.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out with your host, Tamron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamron@figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. My guest today is Jim Michael from jimmichael.com. He's a sex and relationship coach. And Jim, before we get back into it, because you really hit on some good stuff there before the break, but I love to share quotes. And I just found this is appropriate for what you were just talking about, and we'll go back into that a bit. But it says here, when a fantasy turns you on, you are obligated to God and nature to start doing it right away. And that was by Stuart Brand. So, you know, I think you were empowering the males listening on the show here before the break, because we were talking about what it is that empowers a man in the fantasy of being in a threesome. And, you know, I love having you on the show, because if I reflect back on my last week's show with Charmelle Bowden from ScaleUpBiz.com on June the 14th, we were talking about why I do this show and why am I on Voice America and why do I have my programs. And really, we were getting to the core issues that, for me, I'm here to provide support for my listeners by offering my program called The Elixir of Life, and to support my guests, whether they have books or workshops or your programs or your coaching or anything that can help anything in someone's self-development. And this show is empowering all of us on our own journeys, because I think together we can make a difference in the world. And I think, you know, you hit it bang on there before the break that, you know, just men understanding how it can empower them to be in a threesome, and for the women to hear that, like, why is it fulfilling for a man to be in that? Because I think a lot of women right off the bat, I'm going to speak on my own behalf and what I hear from friends, and, you know, because women, we are the worst. We talk about sex more than men, I think, and we are brutal. I think for a lot of women, what I've heard is that they feel like they're giving something up of themselves when a man asks us to be in a threesome. So, you know, hearing it from your point of view, it sort of eases that a little bit, because if I know my partner's being fulfilled, then that makes me feel good knowing that I provided that for him. Like, I submitted so that he could have that experience.
And from what I just heard, because ideas that just come right on the fly of what you just said, and what you just said brought up, if I am the woman in that and my male partner, my boyfriend wants, or husband wants me to have a threesome, I might also think then that I'm not enough.
Yeah.
And that could tank my self-esteem. It's just like, what? I'm not fulfilling enough. I'm not this. I'm not that. And if I have the viewpoint that I am the only, the only sexual expression that my husband will ever need or my boyfriend will ever need, and he then says, let's have a threesome, I've just wiped out my entire self-esteem.
Yeah, and I think that's what I'm going to say. A lot of women need to understand this, because it's not about that. It's not.
No, it's not. I'm sorry. If a man wants a threesome, it's almost hard to describe to a woman that it's really about, I'm man. I have penis. I am big and strong, and I can handle the world now if I've done that.
Yeah.
And so it's that type of energetic.
But I think it's important. Like, I'm a firm believer that a healthy, happy sex life is the core issue of what we carry through in all parts of our lives. So if a woman is to offer herself or submit herself, as you were saying before, to empower her partner, and let's just say that happened last night, say with my partner, and the guy gets up the next day and feels that empowered that he can take on that much more in the world, I think he'd be going to work a really happy guy and feeling like, you know, he's more fulfilling in his job. He can relate to people better. Like, there's more to it than just the sex. It carries through.
Yeah, sex is just a small portion of it. Sex is just the avenue through which the, what I'll call the lover energy, expresses itself.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
And I was just going to say, that's why I believe that if you're not in a healthy, happy sex life, whether you're dating or you're in a marriage, you know, look at that, because you're carrying that in every part of your daily life.
Yeah.
If you're miserable in the bed, you're probably miserable in other aspects of your life too.
I agree with you. Yeah.
But I don't think a lot of people understand that.
I think a lot of people are actually afraid of sex.
Yeah, I agree.
And they are afraid of, and I know I've been afraid of sex. I get it. It's scary to ask for what I want, because if I just have this fantasy, I just may have a fantasy of sleeping with you. And that fantasy, if I can never get that out into reality to be able to ask you because I'm too shy or I'm thinking that I'm not as good looking, it brings up all of these issues. Then there may be some other area in my life which my self-esteem is not as strong as it can be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's true.
And I'm just thinking what you're piggybacking on what you're saying. That does show up in other areas of my life.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm saying the same thing as you. Like, don't think I haven't had sexual issues. I mean, I'm going on, you know, I'm 48, I'm going on 50. And I mean, it is a journey. It's a never ending journey, you know, and we change and we grow. And, you know, even for men and women, like for women, I can only speak on my behalf, because we go through so many different things just by having babies and hormones. Like, you know, our bodies are all over the place. But it's so true that what you were talking about in asking for what we want, if, and I'm speaking on my behalf again, but if a man is genuinely honest with me from the very beginning and says, you know, it's just about, I desire you, I'm attracted to you, I just want to have sex with you, as long as he's willing to admit that to me and I'm not expecting anything more, I have the choice to say yes or no. But just knowing that a person finds me attractive enough, or there's something about me that makes them want to have sex, I mean, that's just like, that's just even good to know, just even if nothing happens or not. But the practice of speaking up and just talking to people, I mean, that's just downright fun.
And it's a part of our natural being in the world, because sex is natural.
Right.
And we are naturally sexual beings. So, because the image that came up for me when you were talking about that just now was someone at the supermarket. And I could see somebody at the supermarket just paying a compliment to somebody else about, wow, you look really good. They may have had a shitty day They may, and just that compliment on what they're wearing or how good they look. Some people may take it as sexist. Other people may take it, like I said, they've had a really bad day previous to that. That might be something that boosts their self-esteem. And hey, good. The day's a little bit brighter from that point forward.
Oh, absolutely. Exactly. I have the same thing. I mean, I work in the retail industry here in my store on the weekends, and, you know, a lot of people come through my store. And it's interesting because some of the guys, you know, just stand there and stare at me and, you know, just hearing a compliment that, you know, they want to have sex with you or they find you very attractive, that just makes my day. You know, it's like, thanks, I needed that. I might still say no, but it's nice to know that somebody wants you.
True. And again, as you just said that, there's the flip side to this too. And the flip side is if a woman's always getting hit on, then it's just like, Jesus, just leave me alone.
Yeah.
You know, see me for who I am. See me as a person first, because this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And a lot of women, especially a lot of beautiful women, get that. And they don't get people and they don't get men to see them as themselves, as the person that they are. So there's both sides of the coin here that I'm holding in my head. Those two tensions can play out all at the same time.
Oh, absolutely. Because, yeah, I do have some female friends that are drop dead gorgeous. And that, I would say, is probably the one thing. They'll go to a party and come home with a handful of phone numbers, you know, flocks of men around them all the time. And yeah, so I can totally relate to what they're saying. But I still, at the end of the day, I think that even if they were that attractive and nobody hit on them, they'd probably wonder why too. if no one's hitting on you, then you got to be wondering why.
And you mentioned something earlier, how you're 48.
Yeah.
And my sexual expression and my needs for sex, et cetera, change as I go through the various stages of my life. So if I am in my 40s and getting looked at, then that can be a huge, I go back to the first line of thinking that we were on, then it's a more of a boost of self-esteem.
Yeah.
Because maybe I'm no longer in the hot and beautiful category that I was when I was in my 20s.
Exactly. And that's something we can talk about even after the show, because I think even after the show, I mean, after the break, is, you know, I'm learning about my own sexuality and I feel like I'm going through a different phase. And again, it is a big fantasy for me to enter into this stage of where I feel I'm going next. And I don't think I would have been here 10 years ago, but I think my sexual fantasy desires are very, very different. And I think a lot of women are feeling the same way. So I'd be curious to see what a male perspective is on that too. So maybe you'll have something to say about it since you are the sex expert. And I'm not.
Thanks for that lead up. I appreciate that.
I'm just the chick with the radio show.
So,
okay, so you know what? I'm going to save it. I'm going to save my fantasy for after the break. So let's do that, Jim. Let's get our listeners to stay tuned. I just want to remind everyone, this is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America, the health and wellness channel. So stay tuned for more with Jim. He is a sex and relationship coach from jimmichael.com.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
9 different energy systems make up the energy body. Energy is all around us and connects us. Energy exerts a major control over our biology and is a big reason why you should be tuning in to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Deatley. We'll explore energy balance techniques, tips, and patterns to keep your flow of energy optimal to maintain maximal health. By adopting these techniques, you will keep your energy body and physical body in harmony. Listen for Energy Medicine and Optimal Health, Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you tired of waking up unhappy and craving a different life? Do you want to make changes and you don't know how or who to turn to? Well, I remember feeling the exact same way. I thought no one would understand me. Yet all I really wanted was some real answers about my life. Finally, I received them. I began to feel confident again. I was seeing my life from a whole new perspective. If you want to learn how I figured it out, join me, Tamron, in my signature program at figureitoutlive.com, and together we can.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out with your host, Tamron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to tamron@figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Okay, just want to remind everyone, my guest today is Jim Michael. He's a sex and relationship coach, and we're talking today about sexual fantasies, and are they really a fantasy, or can they become a reality? And according to Jim, maybe they can. So I'm curious on what advice he's going to give me for a fantasy that I have, but I'm going to share a quote. I want the guidance. Okay, so here I have a good quote for you, Jim. It says, if your sexual fantasy were truly of interest to others, then they wouldn't be fantasies. And that's by Fran Lebowitz. So I thought that was pretty good. But again, I just want to remind everyone to stay tuned to the end of the show, because I'm going to share a way with all of you who are listening where you can win 28 days with me, which is a value of $1,400. So keep listening, and we're going to tell you how to do that at the very end. So, Jim, give me some advice. I feel like I'm in a final stage of the sex life, and I don't mean it's the end, but I just find for me, I've gone through different things. I didn't get married till I was in my mid-20s, so I had a bit of a single life there where, you know, I was trying to meet guys and find the perfect guy, blah, blah, blah. And dated different guys, and then I met my partner, who I was with for 13 years, had two children with him, and then got divorced. So, you know, I had to get back out in that dating world, and to be honest, it was terrifying. It was very terrifying, yeah. Because I hadn't dated anybody in so long, and the whole world of internet dating was out there, and I wasn't finding people I could meet. I live in a small community, and it was hard for me to get out. I don't go to bars. I don't encourage alcohol or drug use. So that knocked out about 80% of the men I really wanted to date. And yeah. So at least where I live anyways. And so I found it very difficult. So I did turn to online dating. I met some amazing men. And had a really good time with that. But before I did that, I was actually celibate for about, I'm going to say 3.5 to 4 years. And, you know, you touched on it earlier. My self-esteem was so low. After I was in that relationship, I found it very hard. I didn't find myself as attractive. So I had to rebuild that self-esteem, and it did get rebuilt by dating other men, because it was good for me to know that other people did find me attractive and sexy. So it did work. Yeah. But now this is where I'm at. I've been dating guys and, you know, having sexual relationships with men. And I know a lot of women, when we sit around and we talk about it, it's like, okay, so, you know, you check off things on your bucket list. You know, a lot of people do that. Oh, I want to try this, and I want to experience that. And we get out there and we find partners who are willing to do things with us, and we have a lot of great fun, but something is missing. And I don't know what it's like for guys at this stage, but I do find that the one thing that I long for, and I don't know if it's a fantasy or if it's something that I can fulfill, it's like a deeper connection to having a sexual partner, even if it is just someone I'm just dating. And, you know, what is it that people need to do or learn about themselves to create something that is more fulfilling? That's my question.
I have to know what I want, because the deeper desire, if I'm no longer – Okay, the bar scene's out of the question. This is out of the question. That's out of the question. Well, then something truly is coming up from within me that's giving me a deeper desire. And the question is, do I even really want sex anymore? Or do I want companionship? Do I want relationship? And does that come in the form of sexual expression? Now, if you're asking, is that kind of what you were asking, or are you asking if...
No, I'm talking very specifically about having a sexual relationship with someone, but I mm-hmm. just find that a lot of men that I've met don't really want a deeper connection. Like, it's all about the physical stuff. You know, it's like, oh, I want to do this and I want to do that. And I'm like, well, why don't you just connect with me? Like, why don't you just sort of listen to what I have to say more so that I can empower you? Again, even very similar to what you're talking about, threesome, is that if you just listen to what my needs are and to go deeper into what it is that I can guide you through, that it will empower the man. Does that make sense? That,
it does. And if I'm understanding you accurately, men don't think that way. Men think that they already have the answer. This is a sweeping generalization, and I need to take ownership of that. But a lot of men think that they know what the woman wants and needs.
God, they don't.
And this is why I want to empower more women to ask and speak up for what they want and what they need, because they don't. And if they don't, they're never going to get what they want and what they need. And
that's right. But when women start asking for what we want, because it's not that we're degrading the men in the situation. It's like, listen, I can speak up. I can tell you exactly how to do something in a way to touch me where my body's going to react and, you know, whatever. I just find that, this is my own personal thing, but I just find that men think that all women's bodies are exactly the same. And if I just put my finger here, if I just do this with my tongue, you know, this is magically going to happen. And I go, no, maybe that was your last girlfriend, but that's not going to happen when you touch me like that.
And men, just as, okay, now we take it to the very opposite of what we started out with the threesome fantasy for the male. When the man has the threesome, it's like, I'm all powerful. I know how to pleasure women. I'm man. You can do anything to me you want. So now taking a woman to tell the man how to do sex better is almost the exact opposite of that.
Yeah.
Because now the word escalation may not be in the man's vocabulary, but that may be what's coming up, and it scares the shit out of the guy. Because it's just like, wait a second, if I've touched you there, you moan, so I know you like it, so what are you talking about? And they lose touch with being present with their partner.
That's what I'm getting at. I want them to stay connected in that way. And, you know, instead of running from it and thinking that, you know, I'm telling you you're not doing it right, it's not about me telling you're not doing it right. It's just about, no, this is what my body needs. And even though you might hear me moaning, I can tell you how to do something else that's going to make me moan even more. And then you're going to really feel like you know what you're doing.
King of the hill.
Yeah, that's the goal. How come men don't get it?
Because they don't. And that's why, for all your women listeners, I'm really encouraging you. Keep asking. Keep putting their hands, their body parts, where you need them to go. They will get it. Men need to be instructed. And after a while, they will get it. And if they don't, then you have a decision to make on whether or not that person is there for you.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Do or die, man.
Well, it's just a matter of keep going, because I literally have had clients who said, well, she moans when I do this, so I know she likes it. And I look over at the partner who's rolling her eyes when at the very moment he's saying this. And it's an incredible disconnect, because men's egos in the area of sexuality are very kind of fragile at sometimes.
Yeah.
And so... that brings us to the question of, how do you tell your partner that you want something? How do you tell your partner that you need this? And use your body language.
Yeah.
Use body language, because body language is more than our words by, what, like 60% of our language is actually body language or motion. So if you don't like something, let him know point blank. Use the word ouch. Use the words Use the word no.
I know. And that's what I mean by being connected. You know, for me personally, I'm going to say this. Men who listened to me and watched my body movements were like very erotic lovers and probably some of the best lovers I've ever had. And, you know, I didn't really have to say a lot. But then you get, you know, sometimes you get people that all they do is talk. And it's like, but you're not connected to me. You're so busy talking. You're not really listening to my body. So I think it's important for people, right. You know, and I'm not saying, you know, I'm the expert or whatever, but we're just trying to help people on the show here that if you're not getting what you need, you know, and if you are in a relationship with someone and sex is becoming a bigger issue all the time, you know, there's a lot of people that look to somebody else for that problem to be solved. And this is just my own opinion, but I honestly believe that those problems won't be solved because if you're not speaking up in the relationship you are in, it's not going to happen in the next one because you still have to learn how to communicate with your partner, no matter who it is.
You bet. I have to ask for what I want. I have to share my truth with my partner. If I don't share my truth with my partner, I will never be able to have the deeper, more fulfilling sexual relationship or relationship that I need or want or that I say that I want.
Yeah.
And if I'm acting outside of the relationship, if I'm having sex outside, then that, just like a fantasy, that's information. I don't have any judgments on that. That's just information that something's missing. Something's not being met. And then I've got to look at that just like a fantasy. What is that action telling me? What's not being met here?
Mm-hmm. Communication.
And, I need to communicate my truth. And by talking about it and by having conversations with my partners is how I do that. Sometimes I'll need to go into talk to a coach or a therapist and say, what's going on? Because I want this, but they'll never give it to me. I go, have you asked? No. Well, you've got to ask.
Yeah. Do you teach people how to ask? I'm just curious in your programs because I know you're giving out a discount today for anybody who listens to the show and they do contact you if they are looking for some sexual advice. Is that something you can really help them with?
Yeah. It's I help people communicate with their partners more effectively. And a lot of times what happens is I will, in the conversations, for instance, that I have with you, if I give you, this morning I had a client and I gave this person so much information that they shut down.
Yeah.
And I asked, what happened here? What's going on here? And he identified, I shut down. I said, okay, so this is good information. And we process it and this happened in other areas of this person's life. So then instead of having him shut down, I gave him some tools. And I had him just repeat back to me and tell me how he felt. Just like, and gave him some communication tools that he could use to talk to me personally in that moment. And when we hit the hard spots of it, you know, like I didn't like it. I felt sad because of this or whatever. That's hard for people to say.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So when he said it to me, I reflected very positively and very beautifully back to him, awesome job, because I'm not going to take anything personally that you say to me because you've hired me. And if I take it personally, then I'm not in the right job. So does this make sense?
Absolutely. And I can see how that can really, really help someone just by what you're sharing and just that little bit of that man's story. So for anyone listening today, I just want to remind you that, Jim, quickly before we go to break, what kind of discount would you give anybody today for calling in?
I give for anyone who uses the word Tamron and I will give them a 30% discount.
Okay. That's wonderful. So just want to remind everyone, 30% discount rate from Jim if you need some advice on your sex life or even in your relationship with a partner. So we're going to take a quick break and remind everyone, this is Tamron and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned for more tips from Jim. Yeah.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific for the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Are you tired of waking up unhappy and craving a different life? Do you want to make changes and you don't know how or who to turn to? Well, I remember feeling the exact same way. I thought no one would understand me. Yet all I really wanted was some real answers about my life. Finally, I received them. I began to feel confident again. I was seeing my life from a whole new perspective. If you want to learn how I figured it out, join me, Tamron, in my signature program at figureitoutlive.com, and together we can.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out with your host, Tamron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamron at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamron, and my guest today is Jim Michael from jimmichael.com, and I'll spell that J-I-M-M-I-C-H-A-E-L.com. He's a sex and relationship coach. So, Jim, today we've been talking a lot about fantasies, and I think we've brought up some wonderful points on, you know, how you can empower your partner by just, you know, fulfilling some of these fantasies. And it makes me think of my last quote that I want to share, and something I want to touch on here in the end. And this is a good one by Sigmund Freud, and it says, sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. And, you know, when I think about fantasies, I'm going to share, because again, this is my own personal life. Sometimes it's a lot of fun, even if it's with a guy or even someone I've just met for the first time. You know, I'm very straightforward now when I meet people. It's like, you know, what do you want? You know, why are you attracted to me? You know, whatever. And what are your fantasies? Because I wasn't living my life that way many years ago. But sometimes it is just fun to just sit around with someone, whether it's individual or in a group, and just talk about your fantasies, but to talk about why you have the fantasies and what it would do for you. Because sometimes, you know, they might not ever be fulfilled. We don't ever know what our future is going to be like, but sometimes it's just fun, you know, end of statement.
Yeah. And sometimes just a fantasy is just a fantasy. And wouldn't it be nice if? Wouldn't it be nice if that would happen? And other times, like if you and I are talking about our fantasies, we may never have the fantasies come to fruition. Like, say, we want to be the first ones to have sex on Mars. You and I are not going to be those people.
Right.
I mean, unless you're a secret, you know.
Maybe I am.
Member of, yeah, maybe if you're a member of NASA or.
Yeah.
But we're just not going to have that. But what happens in the telling of our stories, in the telling of our fantasies together, is you and I bond. We connect.
Yeah.
And we have a better relationship here on Earth because of that. And that's what it's about, is connecting with ourselves and with the other person.
Yeah. And you know, we talked about that a lot in different ways, and I think just again, I got to bring this up again, because what I'm hearing from you is just the fact of speaking up creates that connection that we're longing for. And that's sort of where I was getting at too, like, you know, even what I was desiring, and I think you're hitting on it, is just, Tammy, just speak up more, because you're going to get that connection that you're looking for. And if the person takes off and they don't want to do it, that's fine. But you know what? Just starting to speak up and ask for it, maybe it will come true. And maybe I will get that lover, that erotic lover that I've always, like, desired.
And if I don't speak up, I will never get it.
That's right. Never get it.
This is what I've learned. I'm here on Earth. I'm alive. I'm breathing. I'm talking to you. And if I don't talk to you, who am I talking to? Am I kind of burying my head in the sand? Is my knife? I've got one shot at this. This being life, and my living it. I need to speak, and I need to speak up in all aspects of my life. And if sex is with my partner is a driving motivator for, you know, my relationships not working, then I need to speak up. I need to share. I need to talk, and I need to talk with someone on how to talk with them. Because a lot of people are, this is actually very interesting. A lot of people are very good at helping other people, but they don't help themselves.
Yeah, that's true. And I think I'm going to share on my own behalf, because I did learn this in counseling that many years ago, that I really thought I was speaking up when I was having conversations with people. Like, I'll use an example. I don't like it when, or I don't appreciate it when. And I learned very quickly that's not a form of communication, by putting the blame on the other person. I learned very quickly that the only way that I can get my feelings across was that, or to have the other person understand what it was I needed and what I needed them to understand, is when I started a sentence with the words, I feel when, blah, blah, blah.
Correct. Because that's ownership language. And that's hopefully what I've been... I'll have to hear this in the replay, but that's what I've tried to be demonstrating in how I speak. I feel, I think, I want, I need. When I heard you say, I thought this. When I felt this way when you did that. And that is me taking ownership, and it's me taking responsibility. It's me asking for what I want. The key here, and this is the caveat, their response may not be the response that I am expecting or that I want.
Right.
And that's really key, that my power is in sharing my wants, my desires, my feelings. I feel, I think, I heard you say. That's my power. My power is not and never will be in the person's response to it. That's their power.
That's right.
How I communicate something is my power and what I communicate.
Yeah.
And if I should have an expectation that they should respond in a certain way, then I'm off course, because I am now, I'm loading the question. I'm not taking ownership. They should do something. And anytime someone should do something a certain way, I'm off course.
Yeah. That's like, you know, it's just giving me a vision of, oh, I guess you're really not my man in shining armor. You know, when you think that they're going to react a certain way and you don't get that reaction, I mean, that's when it's like, oh, geez, this guy really is a person, or the woman really is someone who has their own feelings too. And that's what they've shared. And that's just it. It's the cigar. That's what it is.
Right. Because we put them on a pedestal and we expect them to come in and save us.
Yeah.
And come in a certain way, all based on that expectation, all based on the fantasy.
That's right.
And once that fantasy is, once we burst the bubble of that fantasy in this context, they can come down really hard. Like, wow, this guy's an asshole. He didn't do this, or she's a bitch because she didn't do that.
Right.
No, it's just, they've just, what's my projection? What's my fantasy of who they are and how they should respond?
Right. And yeah, we're all just human beings trying to figure it all out.
Correct. We are just trying to figure it out, just like what your show says and what you're doing with your stuff of your 28 days. We're all just trying to figure it out.
Yeah, and it is what my program is, Jim. You know, I don't tell anybody what to do, but I definitely provide the space for people to just learn how to speak up. And people do trust me very much so. I guess, you know, I think that's why you and I connected, because I do feel that people would trust you, especially in your line of business. So, it's just letting people be who they are in a place that they feel safe. So, Jim, I'm just going to mention it one more time. I think you've shared some wonderful pieces of advice for our listeners today. So just want to remind everyone that Jim's going to give a discount rate. And they said what? They had to say the name Tamron when they contacted you. Is that correct?
That's correct. And just so everyone knows, my hourly rate is $150 an hour. And okay. So the 30% takes it down to about $100 an hour.
That is awesome. And that is U.S. because you are in the States. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And I'm from Canada. I'm from north of you. So, you know, I'm in power. I'm top of you. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. So I just say that, you know, because I'm such a dominant. But anyways, not. That's not true at all. So anyways, Jim, I want to thank you again so much for coming out. It really was an honor, and I bet you're going to be back again. I want to ask our listeners, did you learn anything by listening today? And are you understanding your body from a different perspective? Does this make more sense to you? Did we empower you? And would you like to learn more? If so, then I want to hear from you, because I have an amazing free gift that I'm willing to give out to one lucky person every single month. But you have to click on the email host button on my host page with Voice America right here on Let's Figure It Out. You go to the host page, you see the button, email host. You must send me an email through this site, and I will collect all the names from your emails and place them in one big lucky bowl. I might even just blow on it for good luck. But I want to know what you learned about yourself after this specific show that we discussed. You have to explain the theme of the show and what was your aha or your takeaway moment from today. Be specific, and everyone who enters has a chance every month to win to be in my signature program called the Elixir of Life. It's a 28-day personal transformation program where you're connected with me through weekly support calls, free nutrition tips, loads of simple yet delicious recipes so we get you feeling hot and sexy again, a free journal, and my signature remedy called the Elixir of Life, which helps to reduce anxiety and it keeps you very grounded. It's a value of $1,400 Canadian. If you want to know more or connect with me personally, do it now, because this is your chance. And I'm very excited to be offering this because it is my way of giving back.
Thank you again for listening to Let's Figure It Out. Please join Tamarun again next Thursday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Let's figure it out together again.